This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we evaluate how well we've coped with special challenges we've faced in our lives, most of us realize we're not as prepared as well as we thought. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-5, we saw that to do better in the future, we need to know the truth better by listening to God rather than men. In addition, Paul says we should be alert and self-controlled. He helps us understand this by pointing out in verse 6 that we should not be like those who are mentally and morally asleep, drifting through life. The world is in darkness, reeling in drunkenness and despair. By God's grace, He has awakened us with the truth. Understanding the times in which we live awakens us so we are alert and attentive to what's happening around us, rather than getting sucked into the deluded and deadly way of the world. What does he mean by this? He explains in verse 8, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. This reminds me of what Paul said in chapter 1, verse 3. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, love, and hope. These three qualities produce activities that glorify God and advance His kingdom. They also protect us from the dangers surrounding us in the world. They are our armor and incentive to live victoriously for God's glory day by day.